Hero, which is on November 5th. She is the queen of comedy. Somebody told me that she is she holds the record for being she holds the record for having been on television more times, more hours than any other performer in its entire history of the industry. She is just wonderful and terrific, and I'm so glad to have her to visit us again, Miss Lucille Ball. Isn't that what? Don't you feel great when that happens?
Yes, that's very gratifying.
Oh. I didn't realize you were on more times, hours than anybody else.
I didn't either till I heard you say it.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
Do you ever want to go back again? Do you ever miss the regimentation?
Every day of my life, but I can't go back. You can't top what we've done, 25 years or more, and you can't go back.
Not go back, but go forward. Do you ever say, gee, I'd like to... Let's get another show together. Let's do another sitcom.
No, I wouldn't try to top what we did. We had it too good. And we were in early. Real early. And kind of made up our own rules as we went along, you know. And, no, I wouldn't try to top it. I like to work. I miss not working. And I miss Viv very much. And Bill. And the whole show. The whole arena I miss. But you don't go back.
So what do you do... Give us a typical Lucille Ball day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I do a lot of things, but I couldn't give you a typical day. I'm traveling a lot now, and I'm pushing Stone Pillow at the moment, so yeah. I'm really going.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Why did you wait so long to do a dramatic role?
I don't know.
You know?
Because I didn't get a script that I liked. Scripts are kind of scroungy, you know?
Yeah.
And I had a, you know, an image of sorts that I personally liked, and I certainly don't want to just go out and do anything with four-letter words and things that I don't dig. I took this script because I wanted to work with a great director, and I found one, George Schaefer. And Mr. Schaefer came up with this subject. And I thought, well, this is sticking my neck out. And I don't know what my fans will think. But I have to grow up sometime. And I have to... And at least this doesn't have anything that I object to. And it's not a cause célèbre. But it's something close to my heart I have compassion for.
Yeah.
But it's... I didn't start it out as a, you know...
Did you get a chance with, like, some actresses, you know, the method? They go and they study the bag women and they become a bag woman. I mean, did you do anything like that? Did you?
No, I found it very easy to be a bag woman. You know, if you ever... Joan, if you ever want to go around New York incognito, that's it.
Just take
just
off
be a bag woman. Nobody looks at you.
Nobody recognized you when you were in your costume?
We were out 33 days on the streets of New York. Not one person stopped in front and said, you're Lucy, aren't you? Not one person.
Unbelievable. What did
you do? I sat in one spot for 15, 20 minutes, an hour and a half. Not one person. They have a way of not seeing bag women.
Now,
or the men, you know, the winos, the weirdos, or the bag men. You can go any place you want except in to eat or... into a restaurant.
Did you ever try that?
Yes, I forgot one day. Yeah, I forgot how I looked, and I said, oh, let's go to that place. I've heard about that. And I went, and they wouldn't let me in.
And did you say, finally, I'm Lucille Ball?
No, I went. I left. I wasn't going to try to prove it. With the makeup I had on, I couldn't prove it. Well, you don't think I did it without makeup? For God's sake. Well...
You're always so glamorous, and your hair is always... You know, you think of Lucille Boy, always redhead. First of all, do people call you Lucille or Lucy?
Lucy.
Lucy.
I hope.
Yeah. No one called... What was your real name?
Lucille.
So, you didn't... And Lucille Ball?
You don't think I'd take that name?
I wouldn't pick it.
No, I wouldn't either. The one I picked was Diane Belmont.
Oh, okay. And how...
When I was a model. And there are people today say, why did you change your name to Lucille Ball? And I have to tell them that, you know, I never was Diane Belmont on 7th Avenue when I was a model.
And did it help you by the name Diane Belmont?
Didn't help me a bit, but...
Did you act differently when you, like, you gave yourself a fancy...
Well, name? I gave myself a fantasy, and I said I was from Montana, and I sent to Montana, and I got brochures, and I knew more about Montana, Anaconda, and Butte than people that lived there. Really, really.
We'll be right back after this message of interest, so please stay tuned. Back, talking with Lucille Ball. November 5th, Stone Pillow, right?
November 5th, Stone Pillow.
And you lost...
9 o'clock out here. At least.
23 pounds doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Oh.
Well, up to a point.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't have to lose that much, but... It was terribly hot, and we were supposed to be shooting in the middle of the winter.
See, at all
that... And I was dressed for grisly February. And it was 98, 99, 100, 102, 105, 107. In one place, it was 122.
Oh.
Yeah, in a boiler room that we worked in. And with all the clothes and the wig and everything, I lost 23 pounds.
Do you have to watch your weight?
Well...
No, because you're
coming or going.
You're tall, and you've got great legs, you know. Do you watch? Did you ever... Always?
I never had to before, but I don't mind losing most of that weight, except that it made me ill. And, you know, I have to put back some, but I don't want to put back the whole 23.
When you say ill, did you go to a hospital?
Yes, I did. And, you know, I hate hospitals.
I was just going to ask you.
Ugh.
Now, you're Lucille Ball.
They've always got your hand up here with IV, and they're taking blood over here.
But when you come into a hospital... Do they just let you be sick, or all the nurses...
How the hell do I know? I don't even remember being there. Let you be sick? What do you mean?
I mean, I had a miscarriage, and I never got to rest.
Well, you were in your right mind.
The door would open, and they'd say, just wanted to sneak in and say, hello, I love you.
Yeah, that's happened to me before when I've had things that... But I was so sick this time, I don't even remember. When Gary came to see me, I didn't even remember.
And how long were you in the hospital?
5 days, I think.
That's too long.
Oh, I guess so.
Let me ask you, you're a good mother, and we know both kids have turned out okay, thank God. And
thank
a good
God.
Grandmother. What was the one thing that used to annoy you about your kids?
One thing that annoyed me?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the fact that they had to grow up at all. And in the 60s. That was tough. That was tough. But, I can't remember anything that annoyed me. I was so happy to have them. I had them very late. My first child was when I was 39. And I was so happy to have them that I was afraid that I would spoil the hell out of them. But I didn't, because my mother was around. And she said, hey, 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 hey. That's no way to do it. No, no, no. No, if you love them, you don't let them do those things. So, with the help of my mother, I think I got a good start with them.
Yeah, are you spoiling your grandkids now?
No, they're too far away to spoil, and besides, they're cocky. They're cocky little... Yeah, they're 4 1/2, 2 1/2, and one that's 8 months, and she's a living doll, of course. The 2 1/2 is he's adorable, and the 4 1/2 is getting too smart for me to handle, and he's... But they're so beautiful, and Lucy is such a great mother. I can't tell you. I mean, she has done more things. Both of them have, for that matter. But Lucy has done more things than I ever could imagine that she would be good at. She's a wonderful mother. She's a great entertainer. She dances. She sings. She never took lessons. I don't know where or how.
But you don't know where.
No,
surprise,
I don't.
Surprise.
I can't sing and dance.
Oh, you can't sing and dance?
I cannot sing and dance. I've done a lot of it, but it's I've had, you know, weeks of training. But she just goes out there and zips around with Tommy Tune and And she's amazing.
Yeah, she was wonderful. She was wonderful in the show. But it's wonderful having you. Let me ask you one final question, because I know you have to leave, because you're packing to go.
I'm packing. I'm doing seminars in Florida.
Now, this is a very stupid question.
And I'm starting at Claremont.
Yay! All right.
Thank you.
If there was a time capsule, and I'm sure you've been asked this in many forms.
No, I haven't.
And they asked you to put one Lucy show in. What would the show be?
It has already happened, and they put it in the time capsule, and then they tore down the whole block. It was the baby show.
Wonderful show.
The baby show.
Wonderful
Jack show. Benny had a show, and George Burns and Gracie had a show, and some other people, and it was in the corner of Vine and Sunset, and they tore down the whole block and just forgot all about the capsule.
Well, then it's still down there.
No, it's dredged out.
Fair loss.
That's all they care about, our capsule.
Fair
loss.
But
if they did it again, it would be the baby show.
It's still the baby show.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, thank you for coming. Have a good time, Florida.
Thank you.
She's adorable. I just love her so much.
It's what you call a major star.
I would say so.
And a lovely person.
And a lovely person and a good mother and looking great. That's,
yeah.
Nice to have her on, I'll tell you that.